One line on page 121 of Governor Dunleavy's veto of the state budget has provoked some confusion. Right after describing the 41% cut in funding to statewide services and the Anchorage and Fairbanks campuses, the item reads, "Funding for all of the community campuses, including University of Alaska Southeast, remains unchanged." "That's deceptive," says Jill Hansen, Assistant Director of Business Services and Special Projects at the Sitka campus of UAS.
"People don't realize how interconnected we are. You know, we each have our local campus, but the services and the administrative oversight and that kind of thing is still very interconnected. So we're all going to be impacted. It's not like the community campuses are going to ride."
The Sitka campus depends on statewide services for day-to-day operational needs and administrative support. The funding that supports those programs is on the chopping block alongside the UAA and UAF campuses. Online learning, also called distance learning, is one of the many statewide services that UAS relies on.
"Every campus uses the same learning management system that hosts all of our online classes. So that has been a statewide expense."
Depending on the semester, 70 to 80% of Sitka campus students are distance learners.
"If they're cut, then we're going to have to help pay for that. That could be a significant cost to us, whereas before we had a statewide mechanism that paid for it."
Jim Johnson, president of the University of Alaska, described what the veto means for the UA system in a video released shortly after the announcement.
"It's devastating, there's no question about it. We're going to have to take steps to start managing costs aggressively now."
The biggest immediate cuts will be in travel, hiring, and procurement. All staff got furlough letters from the University of Alaska on Friday. Most employees statewide will be obligated to take 10 days of leave without pay during fiscal year 2020. Alongside the furlough, the UAS Sitka campus will have to make tough decisions about what programs and resources to cut.
"Really, what's going to end up happening is that there's going to have to be a major restructuring. We're going to have to go through a process of making determinations of where those cuts are going to have to happen."
Hansen doesn't know yet where that money would come from. If the cuts do pass the legislature, the Board of Regents plans to declare financial exigency statewide. That will mean a, quote, "rapid discontinuation of units and programs starting this summer and fall that will disrupt the education of current students and community services."
"That puts us in a position where some programs, the students may not have the chance to finish their program and they'll have to transfer to a different situation."
Until the legislature decides whether or not to override the veto, the university is in a holding pattern, working to plan ahead where it can. For students, staff, and faculty, that means a lot of uncertainty. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.